been talking about this vacation, but we couldn't mention it on the air because it was a serious surprise for your mother.
Thank you. Yeah.
I really want to know a lot about it because I love the beach too.
Oh, you guys. Yes. This was just, it really was. I've never thought about a trip of a lifetime. You know, like people talk about bucket list trips.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought this would be something cool for me. And you guys know me. I love animals. And I follow a lot of random animal Instagram accounts late at night because it puts me in a good mood. And I just stare at pictures of animals. And 6 months ago, I come across these pigs that are swimming in the ocean. And I'm like,
wait a minute.
Pigs swimming? And I was like, am I just like drunk right now? What's going on?
Pigs swimming.
That's a fun
fact.
But
I woke up the next morning. That news story.
Yeah. But I woke up the next day and I investigated because, you know, I'm animal crazy. I would go across the world. I mean, most of my vacations are built around what can I do in terms of swimming with animals. I'm like, I got to find these swimming pigs. And then I'm thinking, well, I don't want to go on vacation alone either. And it's just really my mom and I normally over the holidays. I'm an only child. My parents are divorced. And so I usually spend Christmas with just my mom. And I'm like, I want to get out of here.
Right.
I want to get out of town. I don't want to do all the traditional Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. And my mom has never been out of the country. Mama Candy has never left the United States. She grew up in Texas, lived in Ohio, been all around the U.S., never been out of the country. So
really?
A couple months back, about 3 months ago when I decided to do this and I told you guys about it, I was like, Mom, get a passport. I'm going to take you somewhere. And I did not tell her where we were going. Mm-hmm. So I told you guys about this place I found. It's called Staniel Cay. It is in the Exumas, in the southernmost part of the Bahamas.
Okay.
A lot of celebrities have private islands around this part.
They do?
Yeah, like David Copperfield's. Moussa Kay's there, Johnny Depp's island's there, Tim and Faith Hill.
What's the name of it again?
This is called the Exumas. It's a whole chain of islands, right?
Okay.
A lot of them are uninhabited. It's just stretches of beach and sand.
You just buy the island by itself like that?
Well, the celebrities do.
Yeah.
But where I was going was quite rustic. So I'm thinking, I'm going to take my mom on a trip and there's no TV, there's no room service, there's barely any internet, there's no spa. It's rustic cottages. You get
no
your
TV?
Own little boat that you can, there's only 14 cottages.
They have running water?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
But it's very rustic. You know, and a lot of people just pull their boats up. Anyways, I found this place, so told my mom, pack light, pack for the beach, and, you know, have low expectations about, you know, the
did
hotel.
Did she have any indication, any hint as to where you were taking
well,
her?
Like,
I told her beach.
Florida, Mexico.
I mean, I told her very casual and beach.
Okay.
Right
yeah,
near
it.
The beach.
And that
passport.
She could only pack 35 pounds because you had to take one of those flying minivans for two hours to get there.
Oh, the huddle jumper.
Those are scary, Jenna.
Yeah.
I thought my mom would be scared. I medicated. It was scary, but it was, I don't know, I guess when you're going somewhere really cool, the trip there, it's like, it's just so stunning.
Yeah.
So you got to head over to KidNation.com because obviously this was such a visual trip. And I was like a professional photographer on the trip. I took so many photos. I got an underwater housing for my nice camera. I have great photos. So
there's a picture.
KidNation.com.
What a pig.
These pigs just get in the water by themselves.
So this is the thing. I tell my mom, finally, we go to Fort Lauderdale, spend the night, go to get on the flying minivan. And that's when I tell her where we're going. You know, once we get to Florida, this is where we're going. And I just showed her photos of the place on Instagram. And
what was her reaction?
Like, just unbelievable. I have a photo of her. We should throw it up there of her face when we start pulling up to this island of these pigs. You pull your boat up. It's about half a mile from where we were staying by boat. And these pigs, I just can't even explain to you. Like, you know that you're about to see pigs.
Yeah.
But when you pull up and these pigs start trotting down the beach
aww.
And get in the water and swim to you. And the yacht club will give you scraps to feed to the pigs.
That's why they swim and they're fun.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
The story with the pigs is about 10 years ago, some guys brought the pigs to the Staniel Cay area so they could kill them, you know, and eat them because they needed more food.
Yeah.
And they ended up leaving and the pigs breed uncontrollably. And tourists, it was such a hit that they started just leaving the pigs there. And now they feed the pigs.
Aww.
The thing is, I had some bacon every morning for breakfast. It was the best bacon I've ever had in my entire life.
Was it the island bacon? It was those pigs?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think there's only a couple real big ones, so I'm thinking they take out the big ones.
It's so big, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just spent so much time lounging, posing seductively with the pigs on the beach, and they just come get your food, and then they nap. They're not real snuggly, but they want food.
Lots of people there swimming with the pig?
No, it wasn't crowded. It wasn't touristy. This place is so gorgeous that you can find your own beach anywhere. That's what they say. There's 365 islands. So you can just find your own stretch of sand and take a picnic and get out. And you're really getting in touch with nature.
And it's warm, so no need for a pig in a blanket.
So I hired, I did a private boat tour one whole day. So I take my mom and a guy takes us around on a boat so he could show us all the stops, right? You feed endangered lizards on one island. You get out and bring them lettuce. So we fed lizards and then we did the pigs. And then there's a drug plane that crashed years ago. Meanwhile, I have this nice camera and I'm taking all these great photos and then handing it to my mom, who's never once been in the ocean or been snorkeling, jumping in the water, trying to tell her how to teach a photo, how to take a photo in the water. Yeah. Wow. And then we came across nurse sharks. I got in with nurse sharks.
Did you see any doctor sharks?
And then my tour guide goes, hey, do you want to go to Danger Reef? And I said, I guess so. He goes, yeah, we'll go feed some real sharks. And I'm like, yeah. So
Danger.
We go out there. This is where people scuba dive. I don't scuba dive. No boats. No nothing. We throw some food into the water. Sure enough, there are sharks. I mean, these look like little mini Jaws's. These are shark sharks.
Yeah.
He said, no, Jenna, they're just reef sharks. I grew up here. They're fine. I've never seen them attack anyone. You can get in and swim with them. I'm thinking, I don't know why.
No, but you
guys know how I go crazy. I did it. I got in the water, and then I look up. I'm like, why aren't you in the water? The tour guide's not in the water with me.
He's small. He's black one.
And I look up, and I tell my mom, this is incredible. My mom, Candy, never been snorkeling in her life, gets in the water with the real sharks. So you got to see these photos that I took.
She's like, YOLO.
And for you people that are writing on my photos, I was in a cage. I wasn't in a cage. I was just really being outrageous.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
There were just some people like, there's no way you got those photos of those Jaws-looking sharks.
That's cool.
The nurse sharks. Yeah, so anyways, took lots of photos, kidnation.com to see those. It was a wonderful trip with my mom and I. It was really wonderful.
Did y'all beat on possum pans and stuff?
That would scare the sharks out.
Well, that would
everybody
have been
knows
New Year's.
That.
But this is the thing. Candy, like most moms, she's a mom. Moms aren't really known for taking the best photos. You know, you hand your mom your iPhone. Mom, when I tell my mom on land with her glasses on to take a photo of me, it's blurry and out of focus.
Oh, and the stance moms take when they take a picture, like hand an iPhone to a mom and just look at them the way they stand to take a photo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They put the butt out.
Butt out, really stiff neck.
Like a golf swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was determined to get as many great photos as possible because I like taking photos. So I'm getting great photos, but this underwater contraption, it's hard. Hardcore, right? I mean, it was expensive and it's hard to take a photo. This thing weighs 5 pounds, so to tread water and take photos. So I'm getting some, but of course there's sharks. I want my mom to get a photo of me, right? So I told my mom the rule. I'm like, just snap. Just take thousands of pictures, Mom. Every time you have the camera, just take tons. So you can't see the photos right until we get back from our day, you know, out on the water, because it's just impossible to see in the view screen underwater. So I was like, just take as many as possible. So that night when we get back to the hotel and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have some Instagram photos ready to go, I start looking through the photos.
Yeah.
Water, shark, Jenna's crotch. Water, pigs, Jenna's crotch. My mom got so many photos of my crotch, I could make an R-rated calendar. 2 years worth.
Well, you could do that and give the proceeds to Kids Kids.